This is the Daily Update for Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. Professor Stephen Hawking has died at the age of 76 years old. A spokesman for his family said the famed theoretical physicist passed peacefully at his Cambridge, England home early Wednesday. In a statement, Professor Hawking's children, Lucy, Robert, and Tim, said, "We are deeply saddened that our beloved father has passed away today. He was a great scientist and an extraordinary man whose work and legacy will live on for many years." The family went on to boast about Hawking's courage and persistence that inspired people from across the world. He once said, "It would not be much of a universe if it wasn't home to the people you love. We will miss him forever." The best-known theoretical physicist of his time, Hawking wrote so lucidly of the mysteries of space, time, and black holes that his book, A Brief History of Time, became an international bestseller, making him one of science's biggest celebrities since Albert Einstein. Even though his body was attacked by motor neuron disease when Hawking was 21, he stunned the doctors by living with a normally fatal illness for more than 50 years. Hawking was born on January 8, 1942 in Oxford, England. His family had moved to Oxford from North London to escape the threat of World War II rockets. When he was 8, they moved to St. Albans, a town 20 miles north of the capital, where he would attend St. Albans School and later University College Oxford, where his father attended. So let's think about Stephen Hawking today. Every time the guy made a statement, it was pretty much about the demise of mankind, and he did say the end was near. Democrats are angry that Hillary Clinton continues to discuss what went wrong during the 2016 presidential election against President Trump. Even some of Clinton's own former aides and surrogates say the former Democratic presidential nominee should back away from the discussion about her failed campaign because it's harmful to the party. During a conference in India this weekend, Clinton called states that supported her in the election more economically advanced than the states that backed Trump. The remarks reminded many of the former Secretary of State's comments in 2016 that some of Trump's supporters fit in a basket of deplorables, a line the Republicans used against her repeatedly during the final stretch of the campaign. She also insinuated that women who voted for Trump were motivated by ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever believes you should. In interviews with The Hill on Tuesday, even the staunchest Clinton allies, as well as longtime advisors, say the comments are cringeworthy and ultimately detrimental to Democrats. She put herself in a position where Democrats from states that Trump won will have to distance themselves from her even more, said one former senior Clinton aide. That's a lot of states. Another Clinton surrogate questioned the decision-making behind Clinton's remarks. For months, some Democrats have been arguing that Clinton's sentiments have been counterproductive to the party's rebuilding efforts. Even before she launched her book tour last fall for What Happened, party strategists have said Clinton should lay low. "She's annoying me. She's annoying everyone. As far as I can tell," said one 2016 Clinton surrogate who lets her say these things. The Republican National Committee, RNC, also pounced on Clinton's remarks. On Monday, Mike Reed, the deputy communications director of the RNC, emailed reporters to pile on. "At the RNC, we try not to continue to focus on Hillary Clinton. We really do try very hard," Reed said, "but this one is impossible to ignore." Reed criticized Clinton for saying that she won all the areas in the country with high gross domestic product, but also zeroed in on her comments that Trump won areas inhabited by voters who don't like black people getting rights and who don't like women getting jobs. "Putting aside how absurd and wrong she is, rhetoric like this is the reason Senator John Tester, a Democrat from Montana, was forced to release an ad today, 8 months before Election Day, attempting to highlight areas of agreement with President Trump." The RNC spokesman said the Democrat brand is isolated, elitist, and as out of touch as it's ever been. A Clinton spokesman did not comment on the former Secretary of State's remarks. On Saturday, after Trump campaigned for Republican House candidate Rick Saccone in Pennsylvania, Clinton's longtime communications advisor, Philip Raines, said he understands why that man won in 2016. And I understand, I'm not terrified, but I understand why he may win again in 2020, Raines said. At the same time, one thing remained clear to some supporters of the former Democratic nominee. I think the party has moved on from Hillary Clinton, the former senior Clinton aide said. So really, here's a story of Hillary Clinton, the biggest, sorest loser in history. I don't think that you can go back into history and find anybody else who's a bigger, sore loser than Hillary Clinton. And she's out there attacking the people that voted for Trump, calling them names still, putting them down economically, putting them down mentally, labeling them racist, labeling them anti-woman, all that stuff. She's playing all the games. The one person that she has to blame for her humiliating loss is herself, and she won't do it. She fell the other day in India, slipped down a whole bunch of stairs, and she had to be helped, sprained her hand, and then who's she gonna blame that on? Is it the Russians? Was it Donald Trump that did that? You know what, Hillary? That stumble and that fall and that slide is representative to your political career and everything that you're about. So Hillary, you just need to go away, or just go to the FBI and confess. Just confess, how's that? So, Acting ICE Director Thomas Homan had some strong words Tuesday for House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who accused the Trump administration and ICE agents of carrying out cowardly attacks on illegal immigrants. Pelosi issued a statement after the Justice Department filed a lawsuit against California, claiming three recently passed state laws are deliberately interfering with federal immigration enforcement. The people of California will not be bowed by the Trump administration's brazen aggression and intimidation tactics, the California Democrats said. Californians will continue to proudly keep our doors open to the immigrants who make America more American. We will fight this sham lawsuit and will fight all cowardly attacks on our immigrant communities. Homan responded on Varney and Company, defending his officers for putting their lives on the line each day for their country. How dare you call them cowardly, he said. He pointed out that the criminal illegal immigrants ICE targeted in recent raids were the ones who were actually terrorizing immigrant communities, as they are charged with serious offenses such as assault and murder. ICE went in there and removed these people from the community, so that's far from terrorizing. We're protecting people, we're protecting the American public, Homan said. You see, but the deal is, Nancy Pelosi doesn't care. She doesn't care about those immigrants, she doesn't care about Americans, she doesn't care about the homeless people in San Francisco or in LA and any other area in California. She doesn't care about anybody but herself. She's a wealthy woman worth well more than $100 million, owns a bunch of mansions, owns beachside condos and all that included. She uses people for what she wants. Term limits, term limits, term limits. If you have term limits, you do away with these career politicians. They get in there and they infest themselves like cockroaches. They are a cancer on our political system and our way of life. So, thinking about term limits and doing the right thing for our country, let's celebrate the day today. Today is Potato Chip Day. So this is one holiday you may take with a pinch of salt. Potato Chip Day is a celebration of the world's best-loved snack, first created in the 19th century. Tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt was staying at Saratoga Springs in New York and kept on sending back his French fries because he said they were cut too thick. Chef George Crumb cut his spuds as thin as possible, initially as a joke, and the result was the world's first potato chips. The snack's popularity spread in the 1920s when the first mass product packs went on sale. The Dayton, Ohio-based Mike Sells Potato Chip Company, founded in 1910, calls itself the oldest potato chip company in the United States. New England-based Tri-Sum Potato Chips, originally established in 1908 as the Leominster Potato Chip Company in Leominster, Massachusetts, claims to be America's first potato chip manufacturer. Flavored chips were introduced in the 1950s, and potato chip revenues are over $15 billion a year. So, have some potato chips today and crunch away. Today is also Dribble to Work Day. So Dribble to Work Day started as an anticipated event advertised by the NCAA Women's Basketball League to ramp up excitement for Selection Monday, where judges reveal their selections for the top four women's college basketball teams to make the cut for the NCAA Women's Final Four basketball tournament. This holiday, organized by the Tampa Bay Local Organizing Committee and the Tampa Bay Sports Commission back in 2015, has had people all over post on their social media videos of them dribbling to work in excitement. During that year, the hashtag WFFDribble was used, and the person with the most creative video was selected by the local organizing committee to take their first shot at the NCAA Women's Final Four court at Amel Arena. According to the Business of Sports, the first year of this holiday proved to be successful, as this day had active coverage by three local television stations and nearly 700 social media posts during WFF Dribble, and resulted in nearly 5 million social media impressions. So, what does that mean? It means you should dribble today, just don't dribble all over yourself. Today is also Pi Day. The history of Pi Day, without a doubt, intrinsically tied to the origins of the number itself. The need for pi is as old as the wheel itself, and many techniques have been tried in many cultures to capture this elusive number in mathematics. The reach for the whole of this number was difficult, with ancient mathematical cultures only being able to barely find out the seventh decimal. And Indian mathematicians, some of the greatest of their time, could only manage to decipher out to five. Pi is truly one of the most fascinating numbers in existence, and the quest for the ultimate end of pi has been sought out for time of mind. Modern techniques have been used to calculate pi out to the millions of digits, and at no point has the pattern ever been found to reliably repeat itself. How do we celebrate Pi Day? By eating a great deal of pie. Remember, pies are circles. Pi describes circles, and through that we find that everything in the universe can be described with a pie. Other ways of celebrating this most amazing and transcendental of days, pi is a transcendental number, look it up, is to research this number and discover all of the amazing secrets it hides. Once you really get to understand the depth and complexities of it, you'll understand why Pi Day exists to celebrate a simple combination of digits. And you can look through history of pi, like the ancient pyramids in Egypt are all pi, and it's amazing, really. Have some pie today to celebrate Pi Day, or think about the Egyptians. Today is No Smoking Day. So No Smoking Day started out in 1984 and has grown in size and scope since then. It is celebrated in communities across the world trying to educate more people every year. Why is it so important to have a day set aside for this? Over the last few decades, it has become very clear how terribly dangerous smoking is. There are toxins in cigarettes that cause many different forms of cancer, from the mouth to the lungs. What is also important to know is that while it may be a personal choice to smoke or not, when one smokes near another person or even a pet, the secondhand smoke is just as dangerous for them. So in fact, it really isn't just a personal choice. The protection of people who do not want to be affected by secondhand smoke has led to new laws in most communities that ban smoking in most public spaces. So think about all that we know about smoking and all the terrible things it does, but yet people still smoke. You still see people out there who are intelligent too. People who are intelligent, they're out there smoking cigarettes. You would think, like, where's your brain smoking those cigarettes? But They do. And then cigarettes are a poison. So stay away from them. And especially think about that on this day. Today is also Ask a Question Day. So this is your opportunity to ask that burning question that's been festering in the dark recesses of your mind. We all know there's no such thing as a stupid question. So go on. Think of the wildest, craziest, most bizarre question you would like to see answered and fire away. With the wonders of modern technology these days, surely somebody out there will answer your question. Whether or not the answer is true is another story. Ask a Question Day gives us the liberty to bring different issues to the limelight and also look for those little bits of knowledge we've been longing to gain. So whether it's a deep philosophical question or a bit of random trivia, get asking that question today. And there is such a thing as a stupid question. So today is also Legal Assistance Day. Legal Assistance Day is the time of the year when people who would otherwise not be able to afford legal representation are provided with the service free of charge. Typically, there are stipulations as to who can take up this offer of free legal representation. Usually, applicants will need to meet certain criteria, such as having an income below a certain threshold or being 60 years old or older. Legal Assistance Day provides legal help with a wide range of problems, including drafting legal documents, court appearances, and legal negotiations. Legal assistance is provided by legal professionals who donate their services free of charge. It's the one day of the year where you can enjoy your day in court without it costing you a dime. So with me, I'm going to take it even further. I think that there needs to be legal help for people of medium income and all that, because lawyers are expensive and we're a nation of laws. And there's a lot of people that don't get the justice that they deserve because they're being abused by, say, a landlord or a corporation or whatever, and they can't fight back because they don't have the funds to fight back. So this is the day to think about representing everybody across the board with legal help if they can't afford it. So today is also Science Education Day. This day is a chance to celebrate and say thank you to all those who share their passion for science with kids and adults everywhere and in all venues. This is a day to thank classroom and homeschool science teachers, as well as volunteers and members of the education staff at museums, zoos, aquariums, observatories, planetariums, state or national parks, science centers, nature centers, outdoor education centers, rocket parks, and any other formal or informal science setting. Science Education Day is also a good day to share your favorite education experience, share your pictures, or share your time. If you are a science educator, share your classroom, your favorite labs, your awesome activities, and your pictures. Just don't share that, you know, dissecting of pigs type of thing, because you don't want to gross people out. On Science Education Day, today is also Learn About Butterflies Day. So with over 20,000 types of butterflies worldwide, today is the perfect day to learn about butterflies. Their wingspans can range from 1/2 inch to 11 inches. In their adult stage, butterflies can live from up to a week to a year, depending on their species. Many butterflies migrate over long distances. The most famous migrations are those of the monarch butterfly from Mexico to the northern USA and southern Canada, a distance of about 2,500 to 3,000 miles, and takes 4 generations of these butterflies to complete the journey. If you need some inspiration about how to celebrate, there are a few ideas out there. You can start a butterfly garden. It's one of the best ways to attract butterflies. You put plants out there that are nectar-producing plants that the butterflies are going to like, especially with flowers that are red, yellow, orange, pink, or purple blossoms. Plant them in a sunny spot in a group so they can grow in clusters. Make a butterfly snack. Fresh fruit is a perfect springtime snack, so use your imagination to whip up a fruity butterfly treat. You can also put a bit of fruit out in your garden for the butterflies to enjoy. Learn something you didn't know about butterflies, like that a butterfly can't fly if its body temperature falls below 86 degrees, or that they drink the tears of turtles, and they use their feet to taste. And these are all interesting things. Or visit your local zoo. So if in doubt, learn from the experts. Head to your local zoo and talk to the keepers that look after these amazing creatures, from caterpillar to larvae and then to butterfly. They will be able to show you just how amazing these creatures are. So everybody loves butterflies, and check them out. It's springtime. Maybe not for me because there's 1.5 feet of snow outside, but I'll think about those butterflies today and not the snow. Today is National Write Your Story Day. So you may think to yourself, there's nothing in my life to tell. It will surprise you once you put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and the words start filling the pages. Words have a way of triggering memories. They form a moment in time, and before you know it, there's a story flowing from your fingertips. Even if you never share your tale, it can be an essence of who you are and where you've been. Commit to writing your story, grab your pen and paper or your favorite electronic device and begin typing away. We all have a story to tell. And use hashtag WriteYourStoryDay to tell your story to all the people out there who may want to read it and check it out and see what you're all about. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Wednesday, March 14th, 2018 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christian.